Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're going to feature number one songs from the 1970s and 1980s from various musical charts. We'll pick it up this half hour with 1978 and continue on to 1983. This half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, Diana Ross, Jermaine Jackson, Rick James, Charlene, and DeBarge. Well, first up this half hour, the Commodores, and a pretty song, Three Times the Lady, right here on Motown Memories.
1978!
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. Times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
Thank you.
with Tom Fowler. 1980.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson and Cruisin', and they reached number one in the United States Cashbox charts from 1980. Before that, Diana Ross and The Boss, reaching number one in the dance and disco charts from 1979. And we start with the Commodores, Three Times the Lady, number one in both the U.S. pop charts and rhythm and blues charts from 1978. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs. We started last half hour from 1970, and now we've made it all the way up to 1981 with Rick James and Super Freak. Well, Super Freak was produced by Rick James and was also co-written by both him and Alonzo Miller. It was first released on Rick James' first album entitled Street Song, and it became one of Rick's signature songs. It features background vocals for Motown label mates The Temptations, in which bass singer is James' uncle Melvin Franklin and Canadian singer Tablora Johnson. Well, freak is a slang term for a very promiscuous girl. As described in the song's lyrics, a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. Well, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the song at number 477 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And 9 years later, MC Hammer's 1990 hit called You Can't Touch Me sampled it. The song was nominated for a Grammy for Best Male Rock Vocal Performance at the 1982 Grammy. Well, Super Freak was a big hit for Rick James in 1981, topping the rhythm and blues charts in the United States and also the dance charts. Well, here is Rick James and Super Freak right here on Motown. 1981.
Georgia and California. me. Please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see so much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lives? Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle whoring that costs too much to be free. Hey, lady, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Deb Barish with All This Love, and then reached number one in the adult contemporary charts in the United States in 1983. Before that, Charlene and I've Never Been to Me, they were only top 40 song. It reached number one in the UK, number one in Canada, number one in Australia, and number one in Ireland from 1982. And we started this set with Super Freak Rick James, number one in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1981. Well, this hour, we featured all number one songs from various musical charts. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.